Yesterday, we reported on the challenges of fixing Maine's aging schools and the tough choices that districts face due to years of underfunding. The state did make an effort to respond to this need some 20 years ago in the form of a school revolving renovation fund. But in part two of our series, Robbie Feinberg reports on how the fund has yet to reach its financial goals and now has little money left.
And then you kind of see the tile going in.
Doug Sherwood stops every few feet as he walks through the entranceway outside of Longfellow Elementary School in Portland. Sherwood, the district's facilities coordinator, points to the old architectural features of the nearly 70-year-old three-story brick building. There's a carved stone archway, a brick sidewalk, and a vestibule decorated with wooden paneling.
Again, even though this wooden vestibule looks tired, it's unique. And you kind of want to maintain some of that character.
But outside the building, the picture isn't so rosy.
But you look behind all that, and you see crumbling facade around the window frames, the masonry work. The windows, though they look in good shape from the outside, you and I looking in, they're now almost 20 years old. They should be replaced. Likewise, the roof on top of Longfellow should be replaced.
The list goes on. The floors contain asbestos. The school lacks elevators and has just one handicap accessible entrance. Inside, the air is stuffy and humid with limited ventilation. To address problems like this in schools across Maine, a commission appointed in 1998 by then-Governor Angus King recommended that the state provide $200 million over 5 years to fix Maine's aging school infrastructure. Lawmakers agreed and created the School Revolving Renovation Fund, a program that provides partially subsidized, no-interest loans for school repairs across Maine. The goal was to fix those health and safety concerns and even upgrade science labs and vocational classrooms.
We got off to a great start, and it had a ginormous impact.
That's the Maine Department of Education's Director of School Facilities, Scott Brown.
The initiation of that fund and the money that's gone through it, if someone could really quantify the impact it's had on kids, it's incredible, both in terms of, you know, air quality or structural improvements all over the state.
RSU 18 Superintendent Carl Gartley says the loans allowed his district in Oakland to renovate roofs, floors, and fire systems.
Our taxpayers are still on the hook for the money, but it's subsidized by the state in a way that makes it affordable.
Yet 20 years later, the program has begun to sputter. Due to a lack of continued investment from the legislature, the State Department of Education says the fund now has less than $3 million remaining. In the latest round of applications, less than half the projects were funded. And without more resources, state officials don't expect to open a new round of school renovation applications for at least another 2 years. The DOE's facilities director, Scott Brown, says the original goal of the program was to provide $200 million to schools over 5 years. Yet he says because of a lack of investment, the state has only provided about $176 million over two decades.
So we have never reached that goal, and we have supported legislation and testified on numerous occasions and advocated for more money for the fund. It's really needed.
In the last legislative session, two bills were put forward to help fund the program, but never made it out of the legislature's Appropriations Committee. The sponsor of one of those bills, Representative Richard Farnsworth of Portland, says he plans to continue to advocate for more funding in future sessions.
At some particular point, we do need to get serious about in the discussion at a statewide level and say our public schools are not up to standards. The local schools are strapped in terms of what they can afford to fix. The state does not have the resources in order to do it. And so we need to say as a state, let's get serious about this and put some money in the pot in order to make it happen.
Back in front of Longfellow Elementary School in Portland, District Facilities Director Stephen Stilfen says the district has found state funding to be sparse and unreliable in recent years. So it's begun to take on repairs itself. 2 years ago, voters passed a $64 million bond to renovate four elementary schools.
So it's a tough system to work through to make steady, consistent advancements in your facilities.
Meanwhile, the state recently reopened its fund to build new schools in the state, with projects in Fairfield, Skowhegan, and Rumford topping a list of more than 70 applications for building replacements. Some will be approved, but for the dozens of other districts that are looking for new or renovated schools, the wait continues. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
Education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.